This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, tomorrow to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. We have a report.
In a landmark step for farmers' welfare, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of PM Kishan from Varanasi, with over 20,500 crore rupees to be transferred directly to the bank accounts of more than 9.7 crore farmers across the country. In an effort to improve road connectivity in the Varanasi, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several significant infrastructure projects. Strengthening the power infrastructure in the region, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the Smart Distribution Project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM Modi will also inaugurate 47 rural drinking water scheme under Jal Jeevan Mission. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu will grace the 45th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, IIT ISM Dhanbad, today on the second day of her two-day visit to Jharkhand. The president will see the exhibition on community innovation at Atal Innovation Center set up in the institute. She will facilitate Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra with the DSc degree at the convocation ceremony. The president will also give away gold medals to 20 meritorious students on this occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited all citizens to contribute their thoughts and ideas for his Independence Day address. In a social media post, Mr. Modi urged citizens to share their thoughts on the open forums on MyGov and the Namo app. The Election Commission will publish the draft electoral roll in Bihar today under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that the physical and digital format of electoral roll will also be provided to all recognized political parties in all 38 districts of Bihar by district election officers. He said the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar and 243 electoral officers will invite the voter or any recognized political party to file their objections regarding any discrepancies in the electoral roll. Key provisions of Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 will come into effect today. The Act is aimed at improving governance standards in the banking sector and ensuring enhanced protection for depositors and investors. The Finance Ministry said that the Act, notified on April 15th this year, also seeks to improve audit quality in public sector banks and increase the tenure of directors other than the chairperson and whole-time directors in cooperative banks. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that Elon Musk-led Starlink has received a license to launch satellite internet service in India and a framework for spectrum allocation is also in place for a smooth rollout. Addressing a mobile conclave on the occasion of 30 years of mobile telephony in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that India's digital journey in the last 11 years has been extraordinary. Government has debunked the claims made by a Pakistani propaganda account that a financial emergency has been declared in India following a $60 billion market wipeout due to 25% tariff announced by US President Donald Trump. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau termed the claims as fake, stressing that no financial emergency has been declared in India. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order raising tariffs on dozens of key trading partners around the world. The new tariffs aim to reduce trade deficits that the administration says harm the U.S. economy and national security. Canada, previously facing a 25% tariff, will now be hit with a 35% rate. The Indian market started the day on the lower side today, tracking weak global cues amid new tariff trumps. By 10:50 a.m., Nifty 50 was down 0.04% from yesterday's close, now at 24,774, while the BSE Sensex had fallen by 0.01%, trading at 81,176. Indian women wrestlers delivered an impressive performance at the 2025 Under-17 World Wrestling Championships in Athens yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.